And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice, O Son of Man.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding.
God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare all thy mighty acts.
I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness.
They shall abundantly utter the memory of that great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy.
The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power through all the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great art, how great art.
Hear ye, hear ye, report from France. The Prussians are pushing into Alsace Red.
The Prussians are too bloody close to suit me. I hope that channel is wide enough to keep us neutral.
That was the sentiment of all Englishmen during the French-Prussian War. It was a war of aggression and made all Europe uneasy. It was during this war that John Ellerton wrote three stanzas of his hymn, God the Omnipotent. References to the war can be seen in such phrases as, man hath defied thee, falsehood and wrong, and the fire of thy chastening. Ellerton then ends the hymn with the plea, give peace in our time, O Lord. The tune used for God the Omnipotent was written by a Russian soldier, Alexis Lvov. Lvov became head of the Imperial Choir in the time of Tsar Nicholas I. He wrote this music for a hymn which later became the national anthem of Russia in 1833. It is interesting to note that his melody also was used in connection with a war. Tchaikovsky used it in his 1812 overture, which which pictures Napoleon's invasion of Russia. Tchaikovsky shows the climax of the Great War by putting the French national anthem against the Russian hymn, with the Russian anthem sweeping up as the victor in the grand finale. And today in our world, war is still prevalent, and people are edgy, wondering if oceans are wide enough to keep them neutral. This hymn is still appropriate, acknowledging the great power of God, who alone can give peace in our time. Keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Gingery with Jim Martin accompanist. Guest soloist was Dwight Gustafson. The cast included Velma Eubanks, Joe Berry, and Barry Burns. Recording engineer is Leon Whitman. Hymn History is written and directed by Laura Pratt. This is Charles Britt speaking. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.